World Series champions. 3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
The kick, and here it comes.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So, boy, rubbing it in a little bit there, are we, Aaron? Had to get it in every language, huh? All right, let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the Prophet, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish, you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Don't know why you'd want to look at us, but you can comment on there. And if you do, if it's good, we'll read it. It's a Thursday, but it's kind of our Friday, although most of our Friday is going to be spent on the air, in the air, not on the air. But, Let's cheer everybody up today. Let's have a good show.
Good luck with that. What I want to do is I want to make this show interactive, which I generally think we do an okay job of being interactive. And as someone who, I don't particularly love to take phone calls, but today seems like the kind of day to let people speak their minds.
Yeah.
So if you want in the show today, we'll try to get to as many of you as we can. 713-780-3776. It's weird for me to say that and not you.
That's okay.
But I want to give...
We're all on the same team here.
I want to give people a chance to react. And we'll start taking calls at the beginning of next segment. But, because I want us to have a chance to say our piece on this thing. But... It is, I don't know, I hate that I let myself get emotionally invested in the Astros, because I'm usually really good about not doing that.
Well, especially
when I'm betting against them. It's easy for me to usually just be like, if they lose, they lose, whatever.
Right.
I wanted this Astros team to win. I like them. I enjoy almost everybody on that team. But... You know what? It's hard to hate on the Nationals too.
I know.
And they got the breaks. They played better when it counted. And there's a lot of people pointing fingers a lot of different directions today as who's to blame for this. I mean, it's baseball, man. It's you're going to have these times where things don't go your way, and sometimes it's the right call and it works. Sometimes it's the right call and it doesn't work. That's baseball. So I don't want to go, too crazy blaming anybody. I was tweeting the game last night, and when AJ Hinch started to walk out to Greinke, I said, don't take the ball from him. Don't take the ball. And I tweeted before that. I told everybody who tweeted or said bad things about Zach Greinke, they better start scrubbing their account. I said, let this guy pitch until he says he can't anymore. Ride that horse. This is a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think AJ Hinch got a little bit of he tightened up.
Yeah.
And he did something that he would have never done with Cole or Verlander. And he forgets that, I mean, Greinke is when he's on, and last night, make no mistake about it, he was on. Two hits, 80 pitches. Yeah. One of them went over the wall. That's going to happen.
And then he did a smart job of pitching around a guy who could have easily put it over the wall himself.
Yeah.
So now you've got guys that he's just dominated up. That made no sense to me.
And you can say all you want, oh, they didn't want to let him see him a third time through the order. Would that have been the case? Would you have been okay with them taking Cole or Verlander out after 80 pitches if he'd only seen the lineup twice?
And giving up one run.
And giving up one. Yeah, no way. So to me, it was a case of overmanagement there. Now,
well, what's funny is that led to one bad move after another.
Yes.
And that one was the worst move because you brought in a guy who had struggled the night before. He can't get out without hurt.
The guy that had been used the most in this series.
I think you worry about a guy going through a lineup a third time. I mean, how many times had they seen Will Harris? Solved him the night before, too. That was the other thing. And then that led to, okay, bring in Osuna early. Fine with that. But you can't go multiple innings with him. Certainly their analytics people know that you can't put a second inning on him.
So here's the options to me. If you're going to take the ball from Greinke, which, again, I thought was a mistake. I would not have taken the ball from him. If you do, the only reasonable guy to hand the ball to is either Gerrit Cole or Roberto Osuna.
If you're going to do it there, I bring Osuna right there because he's used to guys on base, and then it's Cole for as long as he can go. But I wouldn't have done it. I would have let him get one more batter.
I would have let him finish that inning. And if he gave up a home run and now you're down 3-2, if he'd done what Will Harris did, well, damn, we lost with the guy that we traded for this moment. It happens. He was great. It's one swing. It happens. But going to a setup, man, at that point in the game, it just didn't feel right, and it wasn't. So disappointing way to lose, certainly. And the other thing that I've heard a lot of people say, and people tweeted at me a lot about, was you can't leave all these guys on base, which is true. That said, go back and look at the contact that the Astros were making with two outs with men in scoring position. They weren't, flailing at nonsense and popping things up. They were hitting the ball hard. It just didn't go their way.
Yes. I mean, Springer swinging at that 3-0, got the pitch he wanted and drives the ball. It just happened to hang up just long enough for Soto to get it.
Yeah, Yordan hits one that had he hit to left field or to right field is gone. He just hit it to center.
Yeah.
And even Altuve hits a liner out to the center field and charging in, Robles makes the catch. They made good contact. What you're wanting with runners in scoring position is quality at bats, and they had a ton of them. Sometimes the baseball gods just don't let the ball hit the ground. And that's baseball, man. That's just the way it goes. So I don't really want to blame the bats as much. Would I have liked to see more runs scored? Sure. But they were making good contact all night. Like from the beginning of the game, off Scherzer, they were hitting him hard. They were hitting everybody pretty hard.
Until they got behind late.
And then they started to...
But that's been them the entire series. If you get late innings and they're down, they're not coming back.
No.
And they've been that way all year.
Yep, they start freaking out. And if you're going to have a knock on that offense, it's that they don't know how to hit when they're down late. Like when there's high pressure situations, everybody's ultra aggressive, and it's the last inning of Strasburg the other night when he had an 8-pitch inning. You can't let him have an 8-pitch inning late in the game, but that's something that it's been sort of a habit for them is they don't know how to handle that situation. So it's a bummer that they lost. You know what? I can't even be mad at the Nationals. They're a good team. They're a fun team. They don't seem like a bunch of douchebags.
Davey Martinez's heart got healed by it.
I mean, yeah.
They're likable, and the reality is, I'm glad to see a guy like Scherzer get a ring finally. I mean, he was Verlander basically until last night.
Before
Verlander came to Houston.
Think about Strasburg, who they didn't. The first year when he was like the prized rookie, they wouldn't even let him pitch in the playoffs. They were like, your innings limit is reached. that was maybe the best Nationals team they had. And they're like, nope, we're not running you out there because we had this innings limit. You've reached it. That's it. And, of course, they don't do anything in the playoffs because they don't have their best pitcher.
Right.
So now he's got to carry that around for his whole career. And for him to get this and not only get it, but be the World Series MVP, you know, it's hard not to be happy for a guy like Rendon, you know, a local dude. I mean, it sucks the Astros lost, but I'd much rather lose to this team than that Dodgers team from a couple years ago.
That would have sucked.
You want Jock Peterson and Yasiel Puig, you know, in your face? No.
No,
and you could say you hate Juan Soto. That's fine. The dude's a kid. I mean,
he's Alex Bregman is what he is.
Yeah, if you hate Juan Soto, that means you. If you weren't an Astros fan, you'd probably hate Alex Bregman because they're the same guy. So, I mean, listen, it was a good season. It's been a good three seasons. And if you told me you're going to get to a World Series, you're going to get to an ALCS, and you're going to win a World Series in a three-year span, there's not one Astro fan who would go, that's not good enough. I mean, come on. I've heard people talking about A.J. Hinch. They need to turn the heat up. Are you kidding me?
You got to game seven of the World Series.
Listen,
and I always say this. Coaches and managers can choke, too.
They do. To his credit, it seems like he hadn't really overmanaged in this series with his starting pitching. And we'd seen a lot of other teams do it. You heard me give Boone a bunch of grief for pulling Paxton in game two. I was like, dude, you can't make moves like that are panic moves. You've got to let the guys, your horse pitchers who got you here, you've got to let them keep you going. And I still, to this day, that decision in game two of the Yankee series, I think that's what cost the Yankees the series because their bullpen goes into the toilet after that. And they didn't have enough starters to go, and they're arguably their best guy. They didn't let work out of some early trouble. I think it cost them the series, and I think last night not letting Greinke work out of some trouble might have cost the Astros a series.
Yeah, and you know we'll never know because if he left him in there and he gets beat up, and then everybody says, "Oh, you should have got him out of there." But I think at the time watching him pitch, I mean, I agree with everything you said. The one thing I'll add is, yeah, it's disappointing, but they still had a hell of a year. And to do the things they did in the regular season and get this far, it's frustrating to come up short, but it's kind of what I wrote in my column. That sure, you should really appreciate what they did in 2017 even more.
For sure.
Because, yeah, and that's why in one of the videos that didn't make it was where the titles ranked. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. That's why that one is always going to be, depending on which team you like more, 1 or 1A. And this one would have been great, but it wouldn't have matched up to that. And I hope people realize just how hard it is. And I know that there's a lot of Astros fans who've been diehard since 2017. And you think that, you're supposed to win it every year. Especially Astros Twitter, which has been Astros Twitter since 2017. But it doesn't work that way. And more often than not, the team with the most wins doesn't win the World Series. We've talked about that stat forever. And
more than any other sport, that's the game where the best team doesn't always win.
That in hockey.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is pretty similar. Hot goalie can carry a long way. A hot pitcher can carry a long way. And Strasburg and Scherzer were fantastic. Now, I do not buy Scherzer's claim that his pain was a 10.
I don't either.
I think that's just.
But he didn't look great either.
No, but he obviously was fine.
He got a shot. His pain might have been 10 before he got a shot.
I'm not even buying that. I believe me, I've had pain that's a 10 when I had a twisted ball.
Oh yeah.
There's no way I would have been pitching 2 days later. I couldn't walk 2 days later. All right, we are going to take a quick break, but first I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And guys, humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years, and some of them use flint tools, shark teeth. Some of them use their Bowie knife to shave. Hoffman still does that sometimes. Well, all that matters is you have a really nice blade, right? And that's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. They focus on the qualities that actually matter for a close, comfortable shave, and they never upcharge you. And just so you can try them out, they're going to give you a great deal. Five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. I love the convenience. I love the quality, and I love the price, just $2 per blade to replace them. And I love the fact that they come right to my mailbox. And if you don't enjoy your shave, let them know, you'll get a full refund. They've got an amazing offer. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. Offer just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And now's your chance. If you want to get in, make the call. But make sure it's about Astros. Don't be calling about something that's not Astros.
Yeah,
right now. 713-780-3776.
All right, who's up first here? Who's been waiting the longest? Kevin. Sports to you, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going all right, man. What's up?
First time me calling the show, but I listen all the time.
Right on, man. Thank you.
And a lot of times you guys, listen to you guys, it took a lot of my thunder, but there's no way I would have took Greinke out of the game because the guy was pitching out of his mind. And I ain't gonna lie, when I saw him come out the game, man, I went to bed. I'm like, they not gonna win. Because Greinke, if you put it like in boxing, to use a boxing metaphor, he had him on the ropes. You know, they caught him one good punch, you know, knocked him to the floor, but he got back up and kept battling. And if I'm going down, I'm going down with my horses. Point is simple. I'm going down with my horse. And just like you said in the last segment, I would have took him out. If I took him out, I would have came back with Osuna and then with Cole. But the guy was pitching out of his mind. You know, before the game, on this show and local shows here, I heard people say that if we can get five innings out of Greinke, and with no runs or one run, we got more than that. We got 70 innings out of him with one run. So I wouldn't have took him out of there. You know, I was just so heartbroken. But when they took him out of there, man, I went to bed. You know, that's how frustrated I got. And one other thing, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna hang up and listen. What do the Astros need to do to get to the World Series next year? Do they need to go out and get anybody, or they just tell me what they can do to get to this point? Because we're going to leave a bit of taste in their mouth. Thanks.
All right. I would say that, I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to replace a guy like Gerrit Cole. There's no other Gerrit Coles.
And he's gone. We've been saying it. He's gone. There's no way he's coming back.
Yeah, and the way that things have gone since the end of the game last night, there's no indication that Gerrit Cole is going to be back.
No, he's not coming back. I'm telling you, the Giants are going to make a big bid on him. I've already told you what the Angels are going to offer, and he wants to be in California. He's gone. But yeah, but let's not forget they went out and traded for him, and I have faith that they'll go out and trade for somebody else. And
yeah.
Maybe it's Noah Syndergaard if the Mets are really that crazy about trading him. And so, yeah, he wouldn't be Gerrit Cole, but he'd be pretty damn good. And frankly, they don't need to do much of the lineup. I think almost everybody's under contract next year that's in the lineup itself. I think it's time. It's Kyle Tucker time. I think you find out, okay, this is what you've been saving him for. Maybe you move Reddick to clear some money to get somebody else. And, you know, I'd like to see them add a couple veteran bench guys who have success in the playoffs like they had when they had Beltran and McCann here.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to add a couple of those guys just for October. But otherwise, there's not that much they need to do. And in a worst-case scenario, if they don't sign another pitcher, they're going to come back with Verlander, Greinke, McCullers. You got Urquidy back. Maybe Forrest Whitley's finally here. So, I mean, they're going to be good again. And, yeah, you'd like to see another bullpen arm that you can trust.
It's mostly pitching things. The hitting is all going to be back. And honestly, if you believe that Kyle Tucker is what people say Kyle Tucker is, the hitting could be better next year.
Yeah.
The offense on this year's team, does it feel as good as the offense that won the World Series?
No. I mean, numbers-wise, it was better.
It just didn't feel that way to me. So, yeah.
Full season of Alvarez, too, and who knows? I mean, I think they're in really good shape there.
I think so, too. So, I do think they're going to have to make some pitching moves, and they're going to have to try to replace – again, you can't replace Cole, but you're going to have to try to do your best to replace his innings.
Yeah, and I mean, who knows? Depending on who they get, if they work their magic on them just like they did Cole, you might get somebody who's pretty close.
Let's take Steven real quick. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. So the only guy in the lineup right now that both catchers are not under contract. I think they're easily replaceable.
Very.
What I was going to call in on is it was a really weirdly managed game. I think AJ got way too analytical and into his spreadsheets, you know, when it came to Greinke giving up a walk and then his second hit and then a walk. And then the third time, he got way too analytical and then ignores the analytics when all year we've never seen a suitor be able to get a four-out save, let alone let's have you pitch six out. So I thought it was weird he had a longer leash on a suitor and, that he did, Greinke. And, Will Harris, he's pitched great. I can't, can't talk bad about him. He had a great pitch that he just got beat on. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be against him, but it was a great pitch cutter on the outside that just got driven, and you can't do anything about that. But appreciate y'all taking the calls and talking about the game today and having some therapy for some folks.
Yeah, I feel bad for Will Harris because Will Harris has been really good down the stretch.
But even Hinch said if anybody deserves a day off, it's this guy.
Yeah, and then you throw him out there. He's the first guy you go to.
Yeah, I thought that was – again, I think the first mistake led to a bunch of others.
That's what happened. Because now – Osuna having to go extra innings is caused by that mistake.
Yeah.
So AJ is going to look back at this and go, damn, there's a lot of stuff I could have done differently, a lot of stuff I could have done better. And you know what? That's okay. He's still a young manager. It's not the end of the world, guys.
No.
There's worse things.
There really is. Hell, you could be Yankees fan right now.
Or you could be Dodgers fan, and you got there, and couldn't get it done. I mean, at least you got one in
your pocket.
You
almost were a Dodgers fan if you lost to the Rays.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't have one in your pocket already, this would be emotionally crippling. But because they won in 2017, when you play at this level, and the Astros are now playing at a way different level than they've really ever played for any sort of sustained time, you're going to play against other teams that are playing at that level, and you're going to lose those sometimes. You know, sometimes the Patriots lose in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it happens. Sometimes they do.
And that's why, especially when teams are as close as these two are,
think about those
decisions that you make can wind up making the difference in a game.
And you can look at the Nationals' regular season record, and you go, they're not as great. If you take out the first month and a half of the season,
exact same record as the Astros.
They're right there with them, man. So they didn't lose to some bad team. They didn't lose to some team that didn't deserve to be champions. They lost to another badass team, and that's going to happen when you get to these world. When you start getting late into the playoffs year after year, you're going to go up against other quality teams. All right, we got to take a break. We'll take some more calls on the other side.
Yeah, before we go, Casey just said after Game 5, my bookie had the Nats at +525 to win the series. I snatched that up. My only way to cheer myself up, I actually got it on the same site for $575.
Yeah, I had a +600. I told you guys about that
before
Game 6. But
not that I'm happy to cash that, but
no.
If they lose, at least I get something out of it.
Well, like I said, I had planned on hedging out of it if, for whatever reason, Max Scherzer wasn't going to go tomorrow or yesterday now. Yeah. But because Scherzer was going to go, I just let it ride, and it's not a bad consolation prize.
Well, I'll tell you one guy who's always a winner, Lawyer Dave, and he represents blitzers all over the place. And if you've been hurt in an accident, any kind of accident, 18-wheeler, car, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, and let's face it, you drive in Houston or Beaumont or any of those places, especially Houston, you're going to be in an accident. First thing you need to do is call Lawyer Dave. Because your insurance companies, they've got lawyers, and they're not looking out for your best interest. Lawyer Dave will. And he practices everywhere in Texas. Here's the best part. Doesn't charge a dime for his consultations. So you can call him right now, and if you've got a legal question, if it's not something he does, he'll put you with somebody who can handle it. But if it is something he does, he's not going to get paid until you win. If you need medical help, well, guess what? They're going to help with that. It's not going to cost you a dime out of your pocket until you win your case. That's why Lawyer Dave likes to gamble on himself and gamble on the Blitzers. Based here in Houston, but again, he'll practice anywhere in the state of Texas. And all our friends over in the Golden Triangle, he's got a bunch of cases over there. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law, or lawyerdave.com. If you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter, and I will get you in touch with him. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Heading out to the airport after this and heading to London. I think I have it set up where I don't have to do any work at all on there.
Good for you.
And Josh is going to handle a sports map and going to have some fun. And we have some friends from England who are going to go to the game with us. We managed to get tickets with all of us together.
How do you have friends in England?
Well, Val's... You know, she works in international, and they have a big office in London, and she goes there a lot, but a lot of times they come to Houston, so I've gotten to know them all, and they're really cool people. So we're all going to go to the game together, and then Eric and his wife are going with us too.
Yeah.
So had to get them tickets, but we got eight of them together in the club level for $55 a pop. I can't believe how cheap they were.
Oh.
So we're looking forward to going, and I've been getting asked a lot, and I want to get some more Astros calls here. We'll keep it going. But about Breeders' Cup plays, I put something on Sports Map. I'll tweet it out. Please don't tweet at me the day of the races because I'm not going to be paying attention. I'll give you my plays. I'm going to put them online and bet them. And then I'm not going to be watching because we're going to be having fun.
Yep.
Not that that isn't fun for me, but I know people are, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I'm about to tweet it out, so you'll know. All right, let's get some more Astros calls.
All right, let's talk to Thomas.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's up?
So before I get into the house and deal with the family, I'm parked at my driveway drinking beer thinking about the game in my head. So y'all are talking about the pitching, cool. But what do y'all think about Chirinos bunting when we had a man on first and second? It just kills our momentum to drive in more runs. What do y'all think about that?
I didn't like that, but again, that's not a – I mean, that's an A.J. Hinch call. I can't imagine that he went up there and told, like, A.J. Hinch was like, yeah, do what you want to do, Chirino. He got assigned a bunt. I can't imagine Chirinos has green light to bunt whenever he feels like it. There's no chance.
Thing is, I wonder how many times he bunted all year.
I don't know.
Because he sure didn't look like somebody who knew how to bunt.
Nope.
But.
And that, again, that's something that the Astros wouldn't do all year. They never got into this small ball all year, but when things got tight, you saw what they did. And then the one time where it would have made sense to go against what you've done all year and walk Juan Soto with a base open, they don't, and he punishes them.
Yeah.
So let's talk to – and you know what? I was also on Twitter. A couple of people were like, well, what do you mean don't blame the bats? And what I meant by that is – They hit the ball hard, you know. They had nine base hits, first of all, which if you've got nine base hits, you had a pretty good day at the plate. But even when they didn't get base hits, they were making good quality contact, and you can't control results once you hit the ball hard. I mean, we tell our 12-year-olds all the time, just hit the ball hard. Good things will happen more often than not. Sometimes you hit the ball really hard and it goes right at somebody and they catch it. Sometimes they don't. So, I mean, the Astros had good contact. Would you like to see more than two runs? Yeah, but it's not like we saw a bunch of bad at-bats. At least when the game was close, we didn't.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, it's hard for me to – you would have liked to have gotten one of those balls down. I mean, that's all it really would have taken.
Yeah.
And, because when you give Springer the green light at 3-0 – I had no problem with that because he tagged it. He hit exactly what he wanted to do. And it just happened to, Soto made it look a lot harder than it was, but the ball stayed up just enough. All right, let's try Ben.
Hey, guys. I just had two quick questions. Wanted to get your thoughts, and I'll hang up. I don't know if anybody else saw it, but in the seventh, Soto was sticking out his tongue and wagging it, and it looked like a crotch grab. To Greinke, I don't know. I guess he was trying to get him off his game. I just wanted your thought.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'm way off basis, but I just thought maybe the way the success that the team has had in the past 3 years with one World Series, are you guys getting any, like, 90s Braves vibes out of this?
Well, I mean, it's way too early to think that. But the Soto-Grinke thing went back to Game 3 when they were both kind of doing the same thing. They were giving each other hell. I think it was all good-natured. I think it was in fun. And I don't think Grinke was worked up. That's the thing about
Grinke. Nothing works, Grinke. Yeah,
yeah, you're not going to get that guy worked up. He's yeah. not, you know, you can stick your tongue out at him. What I don't think Grinke's blood pressure is it goes crazy. That's why he gives up one home run. You know, you'd honestly worry about some of these guys who are, like, super fiery. You worry about them if they give up a home run. Verlander, you worry about if he gives up a home run in that spot.
Yeah, well, even Cole.
But Grinke's like, his mental game, and it's, I don't even know what, I hate to blanket statement it because I don't know what he's got going on. But whatever it is, social anxiety or social awkwardness, whatever it is, it just makes him seem like it's all good.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to run too hot. Ever. So, and that maybe that's a good thing. In baseball, you don't want to get too emotional one way or the other. And Zach Greinke seems to always kind of be floating in the middle, you know? I don't think they were trying to work him up because I think they realize you can't.
By the way, Chirinos bunted twice the entire season, both in April.
What an odd situation. Like,
yeah.
And here's another thing. If you don't want Chirinos batting there, take somebody off the bench and then play Maldonado the rest of the game. You know, it's a big spot. Would you have been mad had they brought in Kyle Tucker right there?
No.
I don't think I would have been either.
No.
Okay, that's fine. And if Kyle Tucker gets out, well, he got out. But don't have your catcher who's bunted twice all year bunt.
I also kind of feel like Chirinos has been hitting the ball pretty
well. I
would
let Chirinos swing.
Yeah, just swing the bat.
But what I'm saying is if they didn't feel comfortable with him swinging there, then let someone else that you do feel comfortable swinging come in and swing. Wait, was that off Corbin or Scherzer?
That was Scherzer.
I think that was Scherzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because if it was Corbin, they wouldn't bring in Tucker because they wouldn't put a lefty on lefty. But against Scherzer, yeah, I would have brought in Kyle Tucker.
Somebody says, find a pub at 10 a.m. Saturday morning to watch the Rugby World Cup. I'm actually planning to try to do that.
I'm planning on being in Brussels, drowning in lambic and waffles on Saturday.
Squeeze in one more here?
Yeah, Justin.
Hey, quick question.
All right.
What is this crap I keep hearing on Golic and Wingo that, Cole might be gone, but they keep mentioning that AJ, not that he's leaving, but he might be interested in going to the Mets because his best friend's the general manager. Didn't he just sign a 4-year deal with the Astros? And he also said he loves it in Houston and his family loves it in Houston and he wasn't going nowhere. But they've mentioned it, you know, at least twice that I know of, if not more.
You know, that rumor's been kicking around for a few days now. But to me, if A.J. Hinch were to leave this job for the Mets, I mean, he'd have to be crazy. He'd literally have to be crazy. But I think there's 0% chance that that happens. So I wouldn't get too worried about it. I don't know where that rumor started. And I don't have any kind of insider info, but just from a common sense standpoint, it wouldn't make any for him to leave this situation to go to that situation.
And if he did, I'm sure they'd find somebody else who would be really good.
Yeah, did anybody think A.J. Hinch was some great manager when the Astros hired him? I mean,
you'd have to be crazy to do that.
I think he'd be a fool.
Maybe he is.
And I think he's a great manager, but let's not act like A.J. Hinch is Greg Popovich or Bill Belichick, like some coach who's having like this incredible impact on the game that you can get. You know, because Belichick and Popovich, you feel like they're getting more out of their players than another coach would be able to. I mean, A.J. Hinch is a good manager. He's good at filling out the lineup card, you know, but he's not the X's and O's being drawn up. And in fact, when they do things like that, when they do shift somebody or whatever, I don't think that's even A.J. I think he's got a card that says when he's supposed to do that. So the analytics nerds could just hand the next manager a card. But the reality is, A.J. Hinch isn't going anywhere.
And if he does?
If he does, the sun will come out tomorrow.
If he dies, he dies.
All right. What? Allstate Siding and Windows. All right, guys. It's, I don't know if you noticed, Fred, it's getting chilly. And you're probably, if you don't have new windows, you could be letting money float out the window during the winter. And how would that happen? Well, guys, if your windows are leaky, Allstate Siding and Windows can replace them with the best quality windows, the best quality siding. They're the best quality everything. They've been doing this for 48 years, and they've been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills. That's what you could save with new windows, 40% on your electric bill. Think about that. Get 25% knocked off your window package with no payments for 2 years. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. Military senior discounts are available. So if you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
I go hard on Southside G. Yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still...
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So tonight we have the Jimbo Fisher Coaches Show, yes, followed by Late Hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, and the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
There you go.
So getting back to normal here, since... there are no Astros. I'm kind of curious, are people angry? Are they sad? Are they indifferent?
What have you felt from these calls? It seems like more disappointment. I haven't heard much anger. I mean, I don't know what there is to be angry about, honestly.
Well, I kind of wonder, because we always talk about the kind of sports fans that are here. Shouldn't you be a little angry?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you want AJ Hinch to rethink things a little bit?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not angry. I think they had a great season, you know, and just came down to a few things at the end. The other guys give scholarships too. I mean,
yeah.
But you know, I do think that there's something to that. Somebody says AJ Hinch is number one AJ in our city. No offense, you're number two.
That's okay.
I think that's a debatable one. So what's your opinion of Correa and his future after next year? I think it depends on what he does next year.
Yeah.
And if he stays healthy and has the year that, you know, we've been waiting for, then I think you pay him. If he doesn't, yeah, and that's all things that I know that they'll prepare for because they're good at that. And if they decide, hey, you know, Bregman's our shortstop from now on, at some point Yuli's getting old.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to deal with whether or not you bring Springer back. All of those things are questions for the future. And not right now, because you don't have to do it right now. Now, maybe you get one of those guys locked up to a long-term deal this offseason. I would say Springer would be more likely than Correa. But, you know, we'll see. BQ says, am I the only one happy baseball is over, tired of the bandwagon fans? I think it's okay to have bandwagon fans. I'm glad I don't have to deal with Astros Twitter for a while.
Yeah, when you talk about Springer and like what kind of money, I think Springer is one of those guys, and I think he had a fantastic playoffs, great World Series. Would have maybe been the MVP had the Astros won. Would have been in the discussion, certainly. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
When he becomes a free agent, he'll be 31. If he's out asking for a 7 or 8 year deal, don't you want to let someone else take that bullet?
Probably. But I mean,
I think he's important to this team and all, but I think it's a matter of what his contract demands are.
I think if you get him for 5 years, that's perfect.
I do too. But I also think George Springer, who's never really had a dump truck contract, is probably going to be looking for that.
I don't know that he's going to get it from anybody, frankly.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's the numbers are good. The numbers are good. He started so late.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the downside to these guys playing 4 years of college. And
but you look at it, I mean, not a lot of teams are giving those kind of contracts anymore, especially to guys in their 30s. That's why it took Harper so long to get a deal, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, yeah, maybe somebody says, yeah, we'll give you 5 years and 27. You know, I mean.
But Bryce Harper's also, I mean, he's 27 years old.
Yeah, but.
26.
I guess well, there were a couple of guys. Well, J.D. Martinez went real late in the process. Yeah. That's another one who's, and he's a much better player than Springer.
Well, he's a much better hitter than Springer.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't play defense.
No.
Just to prove a point, how many of the top prospects from the 17 Astros were on a major league team this year? What point are you trying to prove?
I don't know what point.
Yeah. Need clarification there. Let's get a couple more calls. Set. Cody.
Sports.
Though.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was just calling to talk about the Astros. Y'all talking about y'all hadn't heard so many people that were angry, but I was pretty freaking angry last night.
What were you angry about?
I just didn't understand why. I mean, you got Greinke pitching basically the best game he's had so far in the playoffs. And you go out there and you... Well, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. Yeah, they hit a home run, walk Soto. I mean, I'll take a walk for Soto than a couple more pitches all day.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to take him out, which is fine, then put Osuna in, let him close the inning out, and then let Cole go in there, you know, with a fresh start of an inning. Because, I mean, I don't think he's ever pitched relief before. So throwing him in that spot I don't think would be a good idea, but... I don't know. I just didn't like how he did it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it either, but, I mean, how angry can we be about it, you know? Like, it sucks, but listen, that's those decisions, if it works, it's brilliant. If it doesn't, he's a dummy. I think that's just the deal. I don't see how – I guess, I mean, you could be angry at the decision, but are you angry you lost – the World Series. To me, disappointed is the right way to feel.
All right, is that Karina? Karina, what's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Sports, Karina.
Hey, I want to talk about the Astros. I'm upset about it, but I think I'm upset for a different reason. I'm mad at Cole wearing that dumb hat for his after post-game interview.
Well, Gerrit Cole, like I said, Gerrit Cole, what he's done since the game ended has been odd. Wearing a Boris hat after the World Series, like that's not a it was a weird look. And
yeah,
talks about
it wasn't a good look.
I'm not a member or I'm not employed by the team or what. I mean, boy, I've really liked Gerrit Cole. I didn't like the way Gerrit Cole handled himself last night. So. And, you know, it was obviously an emotional time, so I understand him being upset, but putting on a Boris Corporation hat,
yeah,
that seems like premeditated to me. I mean, did he just have one laying around? Was he going to wear that if they won? If so, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's not
a great feeling.
And
about
by
it.
The way, how much business are you drumming up for Scott Boris with that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's got enough guys that are going to be free agents, including Rendon, I believe, is his too. So,
it just seemed like he was looking to distance himself, and he already like thanking the fans. Like, I don't know, at least make them feel like make Astros fans give them a day or two before you basically say I'm out.
Well, but I don't know. I've been trying to tell people he's out for 2 months.
Yeah, and we've kind of felt that way, but he's never been so brazen about it either.
Yeah, well, that's the time. That's when people are going to ask.
I guess. I mean, to me, I that's like after a quarterback, you know, it plays in the national championship game, and they're like, "Well, are you going to the NFL?" He'll always say, "I got to take some time and talk to some people about it." Just do that. I'm going to go through the process. You know, we're gonna look at all our options, and we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Hopefully, hopefully there's a possibility I end up here.
Robert says, ask my wife, disappointed and angry are the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, somebody was saying emotional hedge bet. That's not what I did. AJ actually made a really good case why that was a good wager to bet the Nats.
Because the number that was being thrown out, never adjusted with the news that Max Scherzer was going to pitch on Game 7.
Yeah.
So they never adjusted the series price. They adjusted, obviously, the look ahead to that game, but didn't adjust the series price. So that plus 575, plus 600, whatever you were able to get it at, whether you believed they were going to win it or not, there was implied value.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm usually looking for, is some kind of value.
Yeah. And there were ways to hedge. If, you know, once the Nationals won Game 6, you were in a really good position. And I did it all on mybookie.ag. And it was a really good handicap that he came up with there. And you look for prices, you look for value, and you can do that at MyBookie because they give you so many options. And when you do win, guess what? When you cash out, you get your money when you want it. Nobody pays out faster. You got games tonight that you can bet. You're going to have stuff all weekend. You do it all at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000. And they've got all sorts of other deposit options for you. Make sure you check them all out. But you got to use promo code RADIO to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. And if you're already on MyBookie, just keep an eye on your email because they have all kinds of cool offers every single day. And they've got reload bonuses, and they've got bonuses for betting on certain events. It's just a really cool website, and you have the opportunity to make some money and bet on whatever you want. Promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer. Play, win, get paid, mybookie.ag.